Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. A 20-year-old man's in custody after walking around a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri, heavily armed with body armor on and more than 100 rounds of ammunition with him. No word on charges, but Springfield Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas says
his intent was not to cause peace or comfort to anybody that was in the business here. In fact, he's lucky he's alive still, to be honest.
That man was stopped and held for police by an armed former firefighter. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Our very hot weather pattern continues today. I think the heat index, once again, will be above 105, maybe a little higher than that. The actual high temperature up to about 96. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms roaming around, most numerous in the afternoon and evening. But in this kind of heat, you can get some strong storms with gusty winds and intense lightning. Our weather app will keep you on top of whether there's any warnings for your particular area. Our low temperature tonight, 76. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs in the mid-90s again. More triple-digit heat indices through the weekend and more scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Two Selma men are behind bars charged with shooting into a Selma woman's house. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says 29-year-old Ronald Johnson and 25-year-old Mustafa McDonald are each charged with shooting into an occupied dwelling. Montgomery police have arrested a parent in connection to a shooting in the parking lot of Blount Elementary School Thursday morning. This happened during drop-off when many parents and students were in the parking lot. Thankfully, no one was injured. And we are just a few weeks away from the Labor Day Classic between Alabama State and Tuskegee, and both schools have announced a new competition supporting the Salvation Army. The Communiversity Block Party Competition is happening September 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes, oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to a weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday.
Better not be making fun of this song.
I'm certainly not. I love it.
Partying.
Partying.
She likes to party.
She's a big partier.
She likes to party. Big into party. Probably likes horses, too.
Hey, man. Want to party?
A 13-year-old girl doesn't like horses. Our number, 272-9228. 8 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Why is it 8 after 9? Dave Mowry and I got a big show lined up for you today. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you.
Huge.
From 9 to noon on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. There's some replay. It runs, I think, at some point in the weekend. But we want you here live. We want you here with us live. Or you can podcast us. But Baron, you should have a podcast. We technically do. You can check it out on the News Talk page. Podbean has it. I think that's it, actually. Podbean and News Talk. But people download it. I think it's the most downloaded podcast in the history of News Talk 93.1 FM. Actually, you listened to the podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
Of the second hour.
It's good.
Also known as Adolf Hitler Hour.
Or the 8-8 Hour.
That was on August 8th, people. We were going, I drove 88 miles an hour on the way home.
A friend of mine called me yesterday. He said, yeah, I was trying to figure out why you were talking about 8-8. It's my birthday. I was like, wait a minute. You were born on August 8th?
Yeah, well.
And then I called him a Nazi.
Well, isn't he?
What? Duh.
Isn't he? We're going to have the squad in today at 11 o'clock. 84 and Christy will drop by. It's her birthday. Not on August 8th, but it's on August 9th. So, I've got some really, really good news lined up today. I've got some more John McAfee advice. Remember how he had advice for the men and women last week? Well, now he's got advice for everybody. We got some of that. I got tranny models. I've got teen motherhood. I've got an Alabama pastor and his wife charged with a crime. Man, I got so much good news.
A lot of stuff, huh?
Yeah, I got Rosanna Arquette. The FBI told her to lock her Twitter account.
Good Lord.
Now, this is the Rosanna from Rosanna.
Yeah.
Same one. Meet you on the way. Do-do-do. Actor Rosanna Arquette said Thursday the FBI advised her to make her Twitter account private after online critics lambasted her on Wednesday for tweeting that she was ashamed of being white and privileged. Well, I can take her privilege away from her. I'm sure she's got a bank account I could trade with her. Arquette, in an exclusive response to The Wrap, expanded on her comments and explained why she's now hiding tweets from anyone that is not among her 90,000 followers. Yes, I'm locked to protect myself. I was told by FBI to lock it up.
Lock it up.
They're still talking about the Twitter feed. Arquette detailed the threatening and cruel online response to her Wednesday tweet. There are very toxic and very vicious people on social media, threatening and cruel. I said yesterday I'm ashamed of the color of my skin. I'm privileged just because I'm white. I feel shame. I feel shame. Because of all the violence that is happening in America and other racist countries. Wrong with people? Can we just get to a point where everybody can take pride in what they look like? And right. be happy with the way they look. You look in the mirror, if you see brown skin, be happy with it. Right. Take pride in it. Say, you know what? I'm a beautiful man. I'm a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in the mirror and see white skin, or you see black skin, or you see yellow skin, or red skin, you know, look in there and say, you know what? I'm proud. I'm probably in the minority, actually. I just mentioned red skin. I'm probably the minority of Republicans and conservatives that thinks Washington should change their football team name. I don't think Seminoles and Chiefs and Braves or Warriors or Indians, I don't think that's necessarily derogatory. But Redskins kind of bothers me. If we're just being honest, Redskins bothers me a little bit. I mean, I understand it's historical and the pigs and all that, but...
Hogs.
Are they the hogs?
Yeah.
Why are the pigs? They wear these little pig noses.
Yeah, because the hogs, like the big uglies up front, that was about their offensive line.
Are hogs bigger than pigs?
Yeah.
Hogs, when a pig gets too big, it's a hog?
I have no idea. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
That's a good point. I'd rather be a pig than a hog, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at stories like this, and I just think, what a sad state of America. What if my daughters read this? Are they supposed to look in the mirror and be ashamed of what they look like? I mean, don't coming of age teenage girls have enough to worry about? They got bumps appearing in random places. They've got zits on their face. Their hair gets greasy, and I mean, you know, being like 10 to 15, that's a hard age.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to worry about your skin's white, according to Rosanna Arquette, who said she's ashamed for having white skin.
Yeah, it's dumb.
You could probably go get it dyed. I mean, they got tattoo artists. Well, I guess that'd be like wearing blackface, though, wouldn't it? Permanent blackface. The Pulp Fiction actress, the oldest of a family of actors that also includes Boyhood star Patricia Arquette and Scream actor David Arquette, said, I was not raised to be a racist. In fact, my mother took me to Harlem to integrate an all-black nursery school when I was just 4 years old. I don't believe that, by the way, for a second.
Right.
You honestly believe Rosanna Arquette at age four was in an all-black nursery school in Harlem because her mom wanted her to integrate?
Not for 1 second.
Does anybody in America believe that? I feel truly desolate at the bigotry and severe racism we're witnessing in 2019. Let me be honest. I think race relations right now, particularly among whites towards minorities, is probably at an all-time high in this, and not in this country, in this world. I think race relations right now. Views of minorities is probably higher than it's ever. I mean, look at the interracial marriage statistics. I mean, it's just skyrocketing. That's not happening because of increased bigotry and hate, I promise you. Look at the integration of neighborhoods. That's not happening because of increased bigotry and hate. I don't understand. I mean, I understand that you have to sacrifice all principle in pursuit of destroying Donald Trump. I get that. And I get that if Barack Obama was president, or if Hillary Clinton had won, I understand that Rosanna Arquette probably wouldn't be making these tweets and wouldn't be talking about being ashamed of her color.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But I just, what I don't understand, what I'll never understand, is how they simultaneously tell you, accept who you are. Like they'll go to Fatty's and be like, accept who you are. Don't try to lose weight. Big is beautiful. But you're white. That's the problem you have. Doesn't matter you're 5'3 and weigh 390. That's not the problem. The problem is you're white. You understand that, right? Never understand this dichotomy. This is how far Hollywood is willing to go to keep race front and center. This is how far the globalist left is willing to go to keep race front and center.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. And it's tragic. It truly is tragic. Our number 272-9228 is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228. We have, I got better stories than Patricia Arquette, I promise.
I hope so.
Rosanna Arquette.
You know what never broke my heart, Dave?
Nope.
Long neck ice cold beer.
Oh, really? I've had a large mouth bass, bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Welcome back in, 21 minutes after 9. The long-awaited Bruce Orr 302s are out. Those came out yesterday. That's what I thought was going to be released last week, Miami. He kept chastising me about nothing.
Nothing's been released yet, Mr. Coleman.
Well, that's true, Mr. Amy. But I tried. At least I knew it was coming.
Right. So I was off by a week.
Your other talk show host didn't know it was coming. I knew it. Yeah, I was off by 8 days. Whatever. Hey, not try.
Just a coincidence, I'm sure they were released on August 8th.
Well, there's a lot of talk of armbands and goose stepping.
We'll get to the Bruce Roar 302s a little bit later. I don't know if we'll do it this hour or next hour.
Did anybody suggest, like, you know, renaming all of the way that, you know, you refer to cabinet members as, like, you know, Untergluchenführers or, you know?
A lot of seven-word phrases smushed into one word with some umlauts in there.
Right.
Most Republicans support assault weapons bans. This accord. Where's the log for today? Did I not print that today? Thought I did.
You know, this is a pretty good object lesson in politics and the things that are, you know, some people say that politics is the art of the possible.
Yeah.
Some people say politics is the art of controlling your environment.
That's not what I say.
But this poll is a very good object lesson in the application of politics. I think that if you just phrase it like that, people go, yeah, that's smart. You know, we shouldn't have people with assault weapons.
Sure.
But it's all in the details.
Who wants assault weapons?
And
do you think they define, this is what I was going to ask.
How do you define it? How do you get rid of what's defined as one that's, you know, in somebody's lawful private possession now? You know, I mean, there's just a lot of there's a lot of nitty gritty that you have to deal with, and that's how these things get derailed. That's why they're so easy to derail.
Well, I looked in all the stories because there are a million news stories on most Republicans support assault weapons bans and universal background checks. I mean, after all, Mr. Coleman, who doesn't want to know who's buying the weapons? Well, that's true, but you know, I've got guns, multiple guns. Say, Dave needs a gun. Yeah, for the weekend, right? You're going to be gone. You're going to be hunting. Need a shotgun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to go to a licensed firearms dealer with Dave and have him run a background check? Let's say we're out hunting. We're actually out hunting, and Dave said, my gun's jammed. It doesn't work. Do you have an extra shotgun? I said, here, take my new shotgun. It's nice. I've had, you know, $2,500 shotgun. Hey, don't scratch it. And then Dave keeps it in his truck and heads home, gets pulled over on the way. I've transferred a firearm to him. There was no background check. Don't you support universal background checks for people purchasing firearms? Yeah, I do. I mean, generally speaking, I think if you walk into a gun dealer and buy a gun, I don't have a problem with them running a background check. I bought lots of guns at gun dealers. In fact, I think almost every gun I've ever bought has been at a gun dealer. I did buy one at a show one time. But almost every gun I've ever bought has been at a dealer. But that doesn't mean that...
Yeah.
You see the problem? I mean, you know, granddad wants to pass down his guns to grandson before he dies.
Tough.
We got to go to a licensed firearm dealer and pay, what, $50 or $100 bucks per firearm? Down. I mean, that's what... This is the problem. When you start defining that, I want to see a poll that says... Do you or do you not support a ban on semi-automatic rifles?
Mm-hmm.
Do you or do you not support a... do you think people should have to pay a fine and go through a waiting period and go, you know, transport the guns to a licensed dealer and go through that hassle for granddad to pass a little 22 rifle down to his grandson? Because that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about this gun show loophole largely exists for granddads to pass down bird rifles to their sons or their grandsons. I mean, that's what we're talking about. You can't do a poll on something as complex as an assault weapons ban unless you define the assault weapon. A scary looking black gun. Let me tell you, I got an M700 at home that is not scary looking at all, but it holds 10 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it toot. You could shoot them fast. You could shoot them pretty fast if you wanted to, but it's not black. It doesn't have cool little handles on it. Doesn't have a folding stock. An adjustable stock. It's just wooden metal. Pick it up at a gun show for like $200. Pretty accurate. It's a fun little gun. Shoots big rounds. It's the same round that an AR-10 shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And it shoots it the same way. One trigger pull per bullet. You're going to ban one over the other? I got to give up that gun, too. Because, you know, if I go out back to go deer hunting, you know what gun I take? That one. Because it's an accurate, reliable round. And it's got enough stopping power to pull down a deer. These polls are totally, utterly meaningless. Understand that all attempts at this gun control crap at this point in time, we're not talking about the 1920s when mafia thugs were, you know, automatic weaponing themselves up all over the streets of Chicago. It's not what we're talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, guy in a Tommy gun. All gun control attempts now, every single one of them, are designed to completely disarm the American population. All attempts at completely disarming the American population are attempts to overrule the sovereignty of the United States. And all attempts to overrule the sovereignty of the United States are attempts to get rid of people like you and me. And once you understand that, you understand politics in the year 2019 a little better. Every single time Rosanna Arquette or some Hollywood big shot or some politician somewhere or some 2020 Democrat presidential candidate assaults Donald Trump for being a racist, it's not about Donald Trump being a racist. It's about Donald Trump loving this country and what it stands for and Americans first. It's about Donald Trump loving America before anything else. They can't have that. It's really about Donald Trump reworking trade deals that keep the sovereignty of the United States. It's about Donald Trump supporting borders that keep the sovereignty of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The guns, the Trump racism, all that stuff is about destroying the sovereignty of the United States and ultimately destroying people like you and me. Making sure we don't have a place to call home. That's why they're importing millions a year from other places. People that don't speak our language, that don't worship our God. People that don't have any respect whatsoever. You know, in Germany, I had this story yesterday. I don't think I kept it.
Germany?
In Germany, they're having classes on how to teach refugees to stop raping German women. Here's the headline.
All right, listen, guys. It's a little different over here in Germany.
Sexual consent classes offered, not mandated, offered to Berlin refugees.
Offered. Hey, guys, you want to take a how to not rape class? It's on August 8th.
In Berlin. Sexual consent classes offered to Berlin refugees. Refugees living in Berlin are being offered sexual education classes following public outcry over recent high-profile rape cases. Participation is voluntary for the four-hour course. The course is called Together for Security. I don't think together is the problem. I think apart is the problem. It needs to be called Apart for Security. Namely, keep your member out of unwanting women. Which Germany's integration commissioner, they have an integration commissioner called Annette Wiedmann-Maus.
Yeah.
Called for following a gang rape in Freiburg in which 10 of the 11 suspects are refugees.
What's the other one?
I don't know.
Just one of their homeboys, but he already got citizenship?
His parents were refugees, probably.
Gosh.
It's very similar to the migrant sex course launched in Sweden last year. Unbelievable.
Oh, Lord.
The tone in the room and on the screen quickly changes when the man takes the woman home, locks the door, and when she attempts to leave, he rapes her. When the grim video ends, seven men in their 30s, refugees who've come to Berlin from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, are invited to react and comment.
Oh, Lord.
One of them says,
She's had too much to drink, so they're sleeping together. The other says he knew very well what he wanted. At this point, the workshop's moderator jumps in to explain it happens frequently in Berlin. Young people drink a lot. They take drugs. This is unbelievable. Questions included, how do you know whether a woman is willing? How do you react? Guys, why don't we stop importing people that we have to teach not to rape the locals?
Or anyone, really. I meant something that, you know, maybe you should know by the time you're, like, going out for a date or something.
One of the short videos during the workshop spells out the difference between consensual sex and rape. It's like asking a person if they want a cup of tea, says the voiceover in English.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
If she answers, yes, I'd love one, it's because she wants one.
Cup of tea then, Gavna.
If she hesitates, you can make the tea and ask again. And if someone says, no, thank you, don't make the tea and don't get angry. It's the same with sexuality. You understand this is what they want, right? This is what they want. They want to do away with freedom-loving individualists and bring in people that have to be taught not to rape people. Oh, so if she's screaming and crying and hitting me, that means what again? Don't make the tea?
I thought that meant she want more.
I think she into kink.
Oh, Lord. Go to a break.
My friends over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, amigos, get by the website when you get a chance. You're going to absolutely love the website. It's got lots of pictures. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, there's absolutely no shortage of ideas they have. I was just talking to him in the parking lot 2 days ago about the stamped decorative concrete, how good it's going to look on my porch in the back next spring. He said, yes, man, let's do it. I'll be by there. We'll get a quote. We'll talk about it. And I for one, can't wait. And I encourage a lot of you to call him as well. You want to beautify your house? You want to beautify your business? You want to start a business? Maybe put a foundation down in a house? Start a house? Man, if it's concrete, it's Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. Check them out online, pennyearn.co, or find them on Facebook. It's 34 after. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. Right after this.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158. Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House. Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Our very hot weather pattern continues today. I think the heat index, once again, will be above 105, maybe a little higher than that. The actual high temperature up to about 96. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms roaming around, most numerous in the afternoon and evening. But in this kind of heat, you can get some strong storms with gusty winds and intense lightning. Our weather app will keep you on top of whether there's any warnings for your particular area. Our low temperature tonight, 76. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs in the mid-90s again. More triple-digit heat indices through the weekend and more scattered storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Got a great, great offer for you. If you walk in right now, he's going to give you high-class customer service. No freaking gimmicks. You deal with enough gimmicks in life. Why not go in with a straight shooter who knows what he's talking about, who offers you the best price in town imaginable on that particular stone? Some people say, well, I'll give you a 5-carat diamond for $10. Yeah, I bet they will. It's called a lump of coal. You can go outside and start your grill with it. If you want high quality, if you want the best of the best of the best, and you want to know exactly what you're getting and, you know, just everything exactly right, you go to Troop Booth, you go to Heirloom Jewelers. The guy knows what he's doing. I was just there the other day, and a News and Views listener walks in with a bunch of jewelry, says, hey, Troop, give me some money. I don't know how it worked out. I didn't ask him how it worked out, but he says he buys about 90% of everything that walks in the door. So my guess, and you know why? Because he gets the best price. Anyway, go by Heirloom Jewelers. Go look at his stuff. He's got great necklaces, diamond rings, earrings, everything imaginable, bracelets, everything you could possibly think of. And he'll accept some stuff on trade, or he'll accept some stuff and give you cash. Your call. Heirloom Jewelers, he's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, open until 5, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to noon on Saturday. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you at 20 minutes till the top of the hour. We have on the telephone, the guest hotline provided by BathInnovations.com, we got Patrick. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Mr. Coleman, this is Patrick.
Yeah.
I want to make a brief comment. It would take several hours to explain, but I know you don't have several hours. I worked 5.5 years overseas for the United States government in the Balkans and Kosovo, in Jordan and in Iraq, and I worked very closely with a large number of Middle Eastern-type law enforcement and military personnel, and I gained a firsthand knowledge of how the Arab mentality, the Arab man mentality is. In the Arab culture, the purpose of a woman is basically to place food on the table and to produce children. They are property of the man. And as long as this mentality, which is so deeply ingrained in the Middle Eastern Arab culture, is that women are not individuals, they are simply property of the man, then this issue you spoke about up in Berlin, which could easily happen in Washington, D.C. or New York, anytime you have a large immigrant community, could easily happen here. This philosophy that women do not have rights, women are simply a species of persons who are subordinate to their male-dominant father or upon marriage.
You know, you've raised an interesting question that I don't... You've raised a good point. I don't think anybody was confused about that point that you made, but for those that were confused, you helped clarify it. But you sparked an issue in my mind that I brought up on this program that I really don't understand. Why are liberals so fascinated
with the Muslim culture?
Because they have systematically rejected the Western European Christian culture.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Yes, so you know what they're saying is, liberal men are willing to sacrifice liberal women to defeat conservative men and women.
Well,
because what's going to happen is they invite them over here. When you invite, if you invite a million Muslims into this country, you will have children. I don't care which million you grab from where. You will have children who go through female genital mutilation. You will have children in this country who are raped that wouldn't have otherwise been raped. You will have women who are subjugated and treated poorly who otherwise wouldn't be subjugated and treated poorly. You'll have local women. I mean, you might say, well, those are the Muslims. They'd be doing that over there. They're just doing it over here. Well, that's fine, except they also do it to our people.
Yeah, you're right, sir. And I'll get off the phone here, but yeah. I would recommend a publication to you that's been around for quite a number of years. It's used at Fort Bragg at Special Forces Training and using other training vehicles to try to take the Western educated mind, and I think you're obviously part of the Western thought process, but you take the Western educated mind and understand how other people think. There's a publication called The Arab Mind, The Arab Mind by Professor Rafael Fatai, who has since passed away. But you can get, and it's quite extensive about how does this subordinate mentality exist? Well, after generations, millennia, of a submission. Of course, the word Islam simply means the word submission. Islam is not a religion. Islam is a way of life.
Islam is a political philosophy masquerading as a religion. We've talked about that on this program. And I am not part of the Western thought process. I am thought leader, my friend.
Western civilization.
I am a Western civilization phobe. A file. I love Western civilization. I think Western civilization is superior. And you know what? Europe doesn't have Western civilization anymore. The United States is the only bastion of Western civilization still around. Canada doesn't have it. Go up there. I mean, go up there and try to have free speech in Canada. You know what that'll get you? Nothing. Go up there and try to buy a gun in Canada. You know what that'll get you? Almost nothing.
Go up there and use the wrong pronouns.
Go up there and get you put in jail. So the United States is the only thing we have left, and it is slowly, slowly being eroded. And that is what the liberals want. That is what the establishment wants. That's what the globalists and corporatists want. They want Western civilization completely done, because the more individualism you have, the less likely you are to sit there and go, you know what, I'm okay with these corporations making trillions of dollars a year and raping the average American worker.
Yes, sir. Well, I would encourage you, if you want to research this, to fly to Jordan, spend a week or two in Jordan.
I'm not going to do that. Unless you buy the ticket, I'll go with you. But
I would encourage you. You've got to live in the community.
I got seven kids. I don't have time. Thanks. 272-9228. I'm not knocking the guy.
Yeah.
But if I go home this afternoon and say, honey, I'm going to Jordan. Yeah, just for a month or so. I got to live among the people.
Yeah, you got to learn the culture.
I'm going to be... Is she going to say Michael Jordan? I mean, what, you going to Chicago? Which Jordan are we going to? No, like the former trans Jordan. Remember trans Jordan?
No.
That was what when they first partitioned it after World War I, it was called trans Jordan.
Oh.
Trans Jordan.
Interesting.
I'm not saying they got a bunch of trannies over there, it was called trans Jordan for a little while. Big Bird.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to share with you about this thing you were talking about, the rape thing. And to me, at least the way I feel about it, I don't think rape is a sexual crime, yes. Does it involve sexuality? Not really. It somewhat, maybe, but primarily it's a violent attack against the person's soul using sex as part of the weapon.
Okay, I've heard this for years, that it's not about sex, it's about control, it's about violence. I don't believe that. I mean, I think that each individual rapist has its own mindset. I don't think you can say across the board rape isn't about sex, or across the board rape is about control. I think it depends on the individual rapist, the individual circumstances. It may very well be about the sex. It may very well be about revenge. It may very well be about anger. It may well be about violence. But I don't think you can say that across the board.
Yeah. You can't say it across the board, but I mean, it's just primarily, I just
Tell me why you say that. What statistical proof do you have that they've interviewed most rapists and most rapists agree it had nothing to do with it? It wasn't about sex primarily. It was about violence and control. Is there empirical data to support that, or are we just making stuff up?
No, I was a foreman. I've had to deal with rape patients in the past years ago.
You were a what? And, a foreman?
I was a corpsman, corpsman in the military. Yeah.
Okay.
We had to deal with some rape patients in the past.
Okay, and so you can state definitively that that's what rape is about now?
No, not necessarily.
Experience.
I understand that, but this is the problem I don't like with it. I'm not knocking the guy. I'm just saying those are big, bold claims that necessarily aren't true. Those are really big claims that rape isn't about sex. You know what? There may be a study out there that says that. There might not be, though.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like people that want to bash men.
Hmm.
Have come up with that mantra, and everybody just sort of bought it because nobody wants to fight back on it. I'd like to see the empirical data on that. If there is some, send it to me, Big Bird. I'd love to see it. 272-9228. Cranky.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, the thing about why do they do it, Elizabeth Warren said, I guess a couple of years ago, if women have to be raped to show that we're tolerant, then so be it. Thank God for Planned Parenthood. So, I mean, you know, even Lyle Wath is willing to throw women under the bus, American women under the bus.
Who said that?
You know, Elizabeth Warren.
That's weird.
Take a look. Look it up.
I don't believe that.
Well, you know, you would hope not.
Well, if I can't find it, does that mean it didn't happen? I'm looking. Keep talking.
Okay. Anyhow, what you were talking about Islam, it's their religion, it's their politics. Are you seeing a common theme that the liberals can't stand Christianity and always jump up and down about, quote, the separation of church and state, unquote, even though that phrase doesn't exist anywhere in the U.S. Code, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, anywhere. And yet, they're so willing to embrace a religion that's basically a death cult, and their Quran is their constitution.
I just looked up the Elizabeth Warren quote. Multiple fact check sites, including ones favored by conservatives, have all determined that was made up out of thin air and not true. So,
all righty then.
Yeah, I like to be factually correct on this program. That's why I didn't let that guy. I mean, I tend to probably agree with them that rape isn't about sex, but at the same time, you can't just say that.
Well, you can't say it across the board either. I mean, that's like, well, all murders are committed because of one reason. They're not. They're committed for all kinds of different reasons. None of them are good.
Yeah.
None of them are valid. But
I mean, I think some of them might very well be about sex. You know, let me tell you. I'll give you an example. You go out with a nice woman. You've been out two or three times. She starts hitting on you, pulls you back into a room, does a seductive dance. I mean, this is like a fantasy scenario for men here. Does a seductive dance. She comes in. She disrobes. You're mid-act, and she says, changed my mind. My guess is that the guy holds her down and finishes because he's, I mean, that's rape. That's the definition of rape.
It's definitely rape.
That's about sex. I don't think that's violence. I don't think that's anger. I think he just wants to finish.
But I mean, again, it's sort of like I said before about how like the devil's in the details, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I think what they're talking about is, you know, group of people, you know, see a woman who they think is drunk and they, you know, drag her back into the alley. That's not necessarily about sex.
No,
it's about violating her.
Yeah, that's exactly. But
it's a violent act.
Different situations.
And rape's considered a violent crime. It's like,
it's a horrifically violent
crime. That's
what
I'm saying. So, like, it's about violence. It can be about sex, too.
Yeah. We'll see. I'd like to see the studies on that. I'd like to see the motivation in the minds of the rapists.
If they can even express it.
Yeah, I don't know. 9-2.
you're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The best things in
life are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett's. Call them today, 285-0014.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
All right, guys, welcome back in. My man over at Chase Interiors, you got to get in touch with Trey over at Chase Interiors. You have to. The guy is absolutely a pro at what he does. And if you notice, when you walk in some of these houses or some of these businesses, and you notice the drywall's a little, yeah, it's cracked, it's dinged up, it's not even, it's got problems. I mean, you see the problems. Now, particularly on ceilings, you walk in, people think that, well, everybody walks in, they just look straight ahead. You know, they're 6 feet tall, and they look left and right. They don't look up. No, they look up. I mean, your vision goes more than just dead ahead. You look up, too. And if you look up and notice there are cracks and water stains and everything else in the ceiling, get in touch with Trey over at Chase Interiors. He's going to get that fixed. 799-1502, 799-1502. You can check him out online, Chase Interiors. ChaseInteriors.com. Hang on one second. All right, there we go. Auburn changed its logo, and it's weirding me out. You don't you don't think you'll notice it when it's side. Actually, it's the article I'm reading says you don't even notice it till it's side by side with the old one. And then you go, oh yeah, that is different. I notice it when it's on its own, like right there, the AU on Auburn next to the word Auburn. Yeah. It looks different. The U is smaller. The caps of the U hit the A in a different spot. It hits it lower. It's just a smaller U. Like the A is emphasized now. I don't think the A changed at all, but the U is shorter and squattier. I don't like it. As an Auburn man, Dave, I don't like it.
I'm going to,
You know, I went through this with Indiana about 20 years ago.
I'm going to let you in on a secret.
Huh?
No matter what they do, it'll look terrible.
Didn't look terrible in the...
Shots fired.
Didn't look terrible in the national championship game when they won the national championship. When did Georgia last win?
1980.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, asterisk next to 2017.
Well, Tyler Simmons was on sides.
Correct.
Tyler Simmons was clearly on
sides. And I'll give you this. Ty Jerome did double dribble.
He did, but on the Tyler Simmons being off sides, that everybody called it right there. Wait a minute, he was clean. Ty Jerome's double dribble, nobody even really caught that until the replay.
I know.
Because you didn't realize that there wasn't a tip until the replay.
It's very clear that punt was blocked.
That punt was blocked. Yeah, Georgia should have won that game.
Anyway.
Not that we're counting.
I
think back in like 2002 or 3, Indiana changed their logo.
Uh-huh. Did they really?
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be, let's see here. It used to be, well, I don't have time.
Well, it's like a lot of things. It's really funny because, like, when you first look at it, you're like, yeah, it looks weird. And then you just get used to it. And then when you see the older logo, you're like, that looks older.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened in Indiana. I didn't like the logo at first because it was shorter and squattier. And I missed that. Maybe that's what everybody's going for, short, squatty logos.
Yeah.
But it was supposedly the old one had shadow boxes or whatever behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, gave it three-dimensional look.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know what you're talking
about.
It was
hard to center on a hat or a helmet or something like that. And so changing the logo apparently made it so that they were better able to center things. And they changed the color slightly, too. They went from red to crimson, even though the official colors are crimson and cream and crimson. It's always been red and white, but then they changed to crimson or white, so still not the right colors. We'll be back. But not that I'm bitter.
No, not at all.
Not that I'm bitter.
In America, too. She's a good girl. It's crazy about Elvis. Loves her.